Yeah, I'm really pleased with the effort our students and staff have put into getting us to this point. I think we had a number of elements that were strong safety measures we put in place early. We've got bus monitors on all of our buses to make sure kids are using hand sanitizers, keeping their masks on. We've hired some extra custodians. We've hired extra nurses to help with some of those. The building principals did an awesome job of putting together plans specific to their buildings to make sure things worked. We're keeping kids 6 feet apart as much as possible and just following as many precautions as we can to make sure that we keep moving forward.
And I don't want to lessen the issue of a positive case occurring with a staff member or a student, but it sounds like the big issue is the contact tracing of the close contact when quarantine comes into play, at least what you kind of addressed to the board today. Can you kind of elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, we have had some positive cases in our buildings, and that is concerning, and we want to continue to do everything we can to mitigate that. But one of the big concerns we have is the number of staff or students that are required to quarantine due to symptoms or due to actually being a close contact of a positive case. The symptomatic piece is what's really affected most of our students. We may have a family member, a young student that complains of a headache or an upset stomach, and because of that symptom, not only does that student have to go home and quarantine, but all the siblings in that family have to go home as well. And that really can play havoc if one of the parents happens to be an employee of the district as well.
And then just as far as moving into the second quarter, I know the district is basically, I would call it holding serve, doing what they did in the first quarter. Now, I know tonight there was some discussion involving, is it the high school where you're concerned about capacity and having maybe to explore some other issues as the school year goes on and hopefully we can stay in-person learning?
Yeah, the high school is our biggest concern right now. At the start of the second quarter, with the additional students that came back, we're no longer able to maintain that 6 feet of social distancing at all times, and that's something we're exploring other options to try and get back to that. That could be some things like you heard Mrs. Day talk about alternating days with students. It may be just some enhanced safety protocols in terms of hand washing and mask wearing and all of those things that we're doing to keep kids safe, because we certainly want to have as much face-to-face time with students as we can.